Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive from Green Dragon Gaming. Today we're strapping in for a wild ride through the Liberation of Undermine raid, specifically the first boss, Vexian the Geargrinder, in World of Warcraft, The War Within Season 2.
Yeah, this encounter is a real nail biter. It's all about managing chaos, squeezing in damage when you can, and knowing exactly when to hold them and when to fold them.
Okay, so before we get into the nitty-gritty, paint a picture for us. What are we up against here?
Imagine a massive souped-up war machine. That's the Geargrinder.
Yeah.
And Vexi. She's the brains and brawn behind the whole operation. It's a two-phase fight. The first is all about dismantling this machine, strategically breaking it down to expose weak points. That leads into the burn phase, where it's all hands on deck to unload as much damage as possible before Vexi gets the Geargrinder back online.
So the better we are at dismantling, the more time we have to melt Vexi's health bar. I can already see where good communication and coordination are going to be absolutely essential.
Yep.
Absolutely. Now let's break down the first phase, the dismantling mayhem. You're facing this hulking Geargrinder, and your tank is going to have their hands full right from the get-go. They need to be super aware of the tank buster knockback, which not only sends them flying, but also leaves behind a nasty pool of oil on higher difficulties.
Oh, I've heard about these oil slicks. They can really make things messy if you're not careful, right?
Exactly. It's like trying to dance on an ice rink while someone's chucking grease at you. And to make matters worse, you've got players randomly spewing oil everywhere as well. This is where communication and strategic grouping come in.
So you're saying we can't just let everyone run around like chickens with their heads cut off?
Definitely not. If everyone's spewing oil willy-nilly, the whole place is going to become a death trap. The key is to have players stack the oil slicks in predictable locations. It's counterintuitive, I know, but trust me, it's easier to manage a few big messes than a bunch of little ones.
Okay, so we're grouping up on the oil.
Yeah.
But then what about those fire circles? They're bad enough on their own, but wouldn't they be even worse on top of a giant oil slick?
That's where things get really interesting. So you can actually use the fire circles to your advantage. By luring them into the oil slicks, you can clear the oil.
Wait, seriously? So instead of avoiding the oil like the plague, we're intentionally dragging fire into it.
You got it. It's a high-risk, high-reward maneuver that requires careful timing and coordination. But if you pull it off, you'll turn a potentially deadly hazard into a strategic advantage.
Okay, this is already blowing my mind. But we're not done with the mechanics yet, are we? What about those bikers I keep hearing about?
Ah, yes, the bikers. They're like tiny little agents of chaos roaring across the battlefield and leaving trails of fire in their wake. You'll need to be quick on your feet to dodge those, especially when combined with all the oil slicks and fire circles flying around.
So we just dodge them and move on. Or is there a way to use them to our advantage?
Oh, there's definitely a way to use them. In fact, they're crucial to the dismantling process. Once you defeat a biker, you can hop on and ride it. The trick is to aim that biker straight at the boss and crash it into one of the Geargrinder's armor plates. Each successful hit removes a plate, bringing us one step closer to the burn phase.
Okay, hold your horses. This is starting to sound like a demolition derby. So we're dodging fire, managing oil slicks, wrangling bikers, and trying to dismantle this giant machine all at the same time.
It's a lot to juggle, but that's what makes this fight so exciting. It's a real test of your raid's awareness, coordination, and ability to adapt on the fly. But remember, amidst all this chaos, there's a golden opportunity waiting for us, the burn phase.
All right, so we've managed to wrangle some bikers, dodge a few fire circles, and hopefully haven't slipped and slid too much on the oil. Tell me about this burn phase. What's the strategy here?
Now's the time to unleash everything you've got. The Geargrinder goes down for repairs, Vexi's exposed, and you've got a precious window to melt her health bar. This is where your big cooldowns come in, those 2 and 3 minute abilities that you've been saving up.
So it's a classic burn phase. Pop everything and go wild. But I'm guessing there's a catch, right?
You bet there is. It wouldn't be a Vexi and the Geargrinder fight without a few twists and turns. While you're busy blasting Vexi, her pit crew is scrambling to get the Geargrinder back online, and they're not just standing around twiddling their thumbs.
Okay, so we've got ads to deal with. What's the priority here?
Interrupting those repairs is absolutely crucial. Each successful repair brings Vexi one step closer to getting back on her feet, and that means less time for you to pump out damage.
So it's a race against time.
Huh?
We're trying to burn Vexi down while simultaneously shutting down the pick crew.
Exactly. And to make things even more interesting, there's a constant damage pulse going out during this phase. Healers, you'll need to be on your game, keeping everyone topped off while the DPS goes ham on Vexi and the pit crew.
Man, this is intense. So what happens when the burn phase ends? Do we just rinse and repeat?
Not quite. Here's where the fight gets even more challenging. Once those 45 seconds are up, or Vexi's repairs reach a certain threshold, she'll roar back to life. And we're back to the dismantling chaos of phase one. But here's the twist. It doesn't reset completely.
Wait, what do you mean? Does it get harder?
The core mechanics stay the same, but the pressure ramps up. Remember that exhaust fumes debuff we talked about? It continues to stack each time you transition back to phase one. So each time you go through the cycle, the air gets thicker, the damage increases, and the stakes get higher.
So this isn't just a fight about mechanics. It's about managing attrition, knowing when to use your cooldowns, and adapting to the increasing pressure.
Precisely. And that's what makes this encounter so engaging. It's a true test of your raid's skill awareness and ability to think on their feet.
So for all the raiders out there preparing to face Vexi and the Gear Grinder, what are the key takeaways they absolutely need to know to avoid wiping over and over again?
Communication is key. This fight throws a lot at you from all directions. And keeping everyone on the same page can be the difference between a smooth kill and a total disaster. You need clear callouts for those oil slicks the biker charges, and especially for coordinating interrupts during the burn phase.
It's like trying to conduct an orchestra while someone's throwing tomatoes at you.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to be in sync, or it's just going to be a messy cacophony.
Exactly. And remember, damage isn't everything. You could have the best DPS in the world, but if you're not handling those mechanics properly, you're going to hit a wall. Proper positioning, interrupting those repairs, and understanding the ebb and flow of the fight are just as crucial as your rotation.
So the balance of raw power and strategic finesse. We need to hit hard, but also hit smart.
Precisely. And finally, don't be afraid to adapt. This fight is dynamic and unpredictable. Things can change in an instant, and you need to be able to adjust your strategy on the fly. Don't be afraid to call an audible if something isn't working or if the situation demands a different approach.
This has been an incredible deep dive into Vexi and the Gear Grinder. I feel like I've learned a whole new language of raid strategy.
Just remember, preparation is key. Study the encounter, practice your rotations, and make sure you're communicating effectively with your raid team. And most importantly, have fun. This is a challenging but rewarding fight that will push you to your limits.
And that's it for our deep dive into Vexi and the Gear Grinder in World of Warcraft, The War Within Season 2. Big thanks to our expert for breaking down this chaotic encounter. And to all you raiders out there, good luck in the liberation of Undermine. Don't forget to check out Green Dragon Gaming for more deep dives into your favorite games. We'll catch you next time for another thrilling adventure into the world of raiding. Until then, happy gaming.